this graduation Sunday, Leslie has hyped it as we've talked about it throughout the last couple of weeks. And I think last year was maybe my first or second Sunday on staff when we did graduation Sunday. And it was then, and it is now, such a joyful thing, such a cool thing to get to come together as a community and celebrate together and laugh together. And so I'm grateful to be a part of that. I thought this morning that it would be fitting to talk about transitions. As we all know, graduating high school is a pretty huge one. And maybe for most, it can even be the first major transition we go through. That we spend the first typically 18 years of our lives living in someone else's house, eating someone else's food, going places and doing things often because that is what we are told to do by those people who house and feed us. But then all of a sudden we graduate high school and the structure provided for us by school systems is gone. And for many, the first time we step away from the homes and the family systems and the food supply that we are used to. And we decide to take that step into adulthood, step out on our own and taking full responsibility for all of these things. And that's no small thing. And so for the three graduates this morning, that's the next step, and it's huge. And ideally, this leap into the deep end of self-reliance, otherwise known as graduating high school, as sloppy and messy or tear-filled as it might be, however many times we have to call our parents and say, hey, what setting do I put the washer on for my clothes? Or can I bring a hamper of laundry and will you do it for me, please, Mom? however many of those might happen, hopefully these also provides the tools that we take into the rest of our lives to continue taking on the many life transitions we might face. Things that we continue to go on and face for the rest of our lives, and those of us who are far removed from high school still know these types of transitions. Job changes, location changes, getting married, having kids, losing ones we love, retiring, getting older, or simply changing the kind of food we eat because our stomachs can't process dairy as well anymore. Whatever the transition that we're facing, whatever is changing in our lives, it comes with growing pains. It comes with adjustments to our day-to-day that we may or may not handle well. In hopes, though, we have learned enough along the way how to handle these life changes. I'd be willing to guess that when most of us graduated high school and left home for the first time, we still ended up having a roof above our heads and food to eat. We still managed to make it to where we needed to be when we needed to be there, or at least pretty close most of the time. And maybe, just maybe, we managed to clean up after ourselves occasionally simply because we wanted to instead of because we were asked to. So those of us who have made it through graduation of high school and are still here today, pat yourselves on the back. I mean it. It was a big thing. It was a big deal way back when. And graduates, look at how many people around you are patting themselves on the backs and let that be an encouragement for when things get hard, you'll make it through. In all seriousness, I do want to talk to graduates really quick. And Leslie and I have, we've talked over the last few weeks about what this message would be. We talked about how complicated it is do we write something specifically for graduates on this day, or do we write it to be applicable for everybody, or some hybrid of both? So I've just decided, instead of trying to be clear and metaphorical or anything, I've just decided to declare who I'm talking to at different points. So right now, I'm going to talk to graduates. Cool. Graduates, as you take on whatever it is y'all are respectively doing in this next part of your lives, know that you come from a community full of people who have been where you are and who love you and support you as you sharpen the skills necessary to take on this next phase of life. Know that you still belong here, that those who still call this community home still know you as family. And that doesn't change even if you go off to live somewhere else, attend college, get jobs, or even join other church communities. You are loved here. And with that comes a community of people willing to support you as you grow and learn and change. Now, North Valley, I'm addressing you all now. We gotta keep loving these grads. We have to surround them and lift them up as they take on life's many challenges. I don't say this as if to suggest we haven't been supporting them, but simply to say that our support for them doesn't stop here, but it changes. It transitions, if you will. The verse on your bulletins this morning, the key verse, is Hebrews 13:8. And I wasn't put together enough this morning with all of the other things to get slides for you up here. So maybe there's Bibles around you in pews or Bible apps on your phones, or you can also just listen. That's okay too. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Short and simple, but profound. What that tells me is that no matter what changes, no matter what transitions we traverse, God stays true. God stays loving, God stays all-knowing, and God stays welcoming. God stays the same as God was at the beginning of time and will be the same till the end of time. And during the chaos of change, it can feel like nothing is the same, nothing is consistent. I can find rest in knowing that Christ Jesus stays constant, even when my whole world is changing. A few verses earlier, in verse 6, it says, we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, so I will have no fear. I love that confidence. I aspire to have that resolute kind of faith, but I don't always have it. I don't think I would even say I often have it. I have lots of fears, and that's okay. I believe God has room for that too. But I love the part of the verse that says, the Lord is my helper. Because that's also followed almost directly with the line of Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, suggesting that God has always been our helper, and we have never had to face those changes alone. Or will have to ever face those changes alone. Before, during, and after whatever transitions we face, whatever is changing or challenging in our lives, God remains the constant. Honestly, this is one of the most comforting things to me, mostly because I know God well enough to know that that can look in like so many different things. God shows up through opening and closing doors for us to walk through, whether that's jobs or schools or people. By providing us with friends that we need when we most need them. Or by weaving together a supportive community to catch us when we fall down. Or for little beauty things that remind us that God's there. A bird flying overhead, or a rainbow, or a little spot of sunshine on a cloudy day. God's there to remind us. So, we've jumped around a little bit in Hebrews 13, we've looked at 6 and 8, but I want to end with talking about verse 7. It says, remember your leaders who taught you the word of God. Think of all the good that has come from their lives and follow the example of their faith. Sandwiched between the Lord as our helper and God is the same yesterday, today, and forever stands this verse, and I think it has profound implications for our conversation of life changers and transitions. I'm going to read it real quick again. Remember your leaders who taught you the word of God. Think of all the good that has come from their lives and follow the example of their faith. So graduates, each of you grew up here in North Valley Friends Church, going to potlucks and to camps, worshiping in this sanctuary and just as much out on the trail in the labyrinth. This community has helped shape you. And I hope it can provide you with the few tools that you need to take on the changes ahead. North Valley as a community has undergone a good number of changes in y'all's life, in your lifetime. pastoral staff changes, building renovations, and, in no small way, the leaving of the Northwest Yearly Meeting, to name a few. And though I wasn't here for those changes, I can tell by how I hear folks talk about them that this community walked through those transitions with the utmost care and with open and listening hearts. A community honestly and fervently seeking after what it is God wants for them. Taking time to listen, taking time to talk, and taking time to wonder and dive into the mystery of it all. So graduates, I encourage you to learn from this community what it means to take the choices laid out in front of you seriously, and to rest in the assurance that the unchanging God will be with you on the other side of that choice too. Don't be afraid to learn from the example of North Valley's faith. And North Valley. It is this community that held space for the transitions and changes I just mentioned. This community that took the This community that took the chances necessary to become the kind of radically welcoming community that we are today. And with verse 7, it seems to be directed more towards the graduates, but I would push that it is more urging the community of leaders to continue with the good work, as to be a continued example of faith. So we owe it to the young people we raise up in this community to continue the good work here, even once they take their steps out on their own. I think this community does a really good job of raising young people and into adulthood, and then supporting those who enter adulthood with whatever comes next. And so with this year, like all the years that came before it, I think we can do that. I think we can come alongside and lift up. With the programming changes of a slideshow and games and such, we are almost out of time. But I wonder if we can spend 2 minutes of reflective silence on thinking about families, of thinking about this community and how it plays a role in everybody's lives that are a part of it, and how we might best support those who are taking these big steps forward and changes. Just reflect for a couple minutes, and then Olson's will come up and close us. Thanks, friends.